The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doug Lucas from the North Carolina Reading Service. And for the next half hour, I will be reading from the U.S. Veterans Magazine. First article is Veterans in the Spotlight, Real Service, Real Stories. Real military veterans have always had a unique way of leaving their mark on entertainment. Long before streaming platforms and red carpets, veterans were already bringing their discipline, resilience, and real-world experience to screens, stages, and studios. And audiences have been better for it ever since. For many veterans, entertainment becomes a natural next chapter after service. Storytelling, performance, and creative expression offer a way to process experiences while connecting with others. That authenticity often shows up in their work. When a veteran delivers a line on screen, writes a script, or produces a project, there's often an added layer of depth because they've lived moments that can't be faked. Hollywood history is filled with veterans who become household names. Jimmy Stewart flew combat missions during World War II before becoming one of America's most beloved actors. Audie Murphy, one of the most decorated soldiers in U.S. history, transitioned from the battlefield to film, starring in dozens of movies and even portraying himself in To Hell and Back. Their performances weren't just entertaining, they reflected a generation shaped by service. Today's entertainment landscape continues that legacy. Modern veterans are finding success as actors, directors, writers, musicians, comedians, and behind-the-scenes professionals. Some bring military stories directly to the screen, helping ensure accurate portrayals of service. Others choose entirely different genres, comedy, animation, reality TV, or music, proving that a military background doesn't limit creativity, it expands it. Veterans also play a critical role in changing how military life is portrayed in media. They help move stories beyond stereotypes, showing service members as complex individuals with humor, heart, and humanity. Whether consulting on a film, writing a script, or performing on stage, veterans help ensure that military stories feel real, respectful, and relatable. Entertainment has also become a powerful platform for advocacy and transition support. Veteran-led films, podcasts, and television projects often shine a light on issues like reintegration, mental health, and life after service, sparking conversations that matter both inside and outside the military community. At its core, the connection between veterans and entertainment is about storytelling. Veterans know how to lead, adapt, and persevere. Qualities that translate seamlessly into creative industries. As audiences continue to seek stories with meaning and authenticity, military veterans will remain an influential force in entertainment, reminding us that some of the most compelling stories don't start on set, they start in service. Currently streaming films and series with military veteran themes, dubbed Five Bloods on Netflix. A powerful war drama about Vietnam War veterans returning decades later to find their fallen squad leaders' remains and buried treasure, exploring trauma and brotherhood years after service. It's available to stream on Netflix. Why it matters. Though the cast aren't necessarily real-life vets, the story is deeply rooted in veteran experience and emotional aftermath, making it a poignant watch for viewers interested in authentic portrayals. The Amateur on Disney and Hulu. A recent spy thriller featuring Rami Malek as a CIA cryptographer forced into fieldwork after tragedy, available now on major streaming platforms. While not a traditional military war film, its themes of duty, grit, and response to loss resonates with service and veteran audiences. Warfare, streaming on Prime Video, Apple TV. A modern war film directed with input from a real Navy SEAL veteran and based on true events in Iraq. It's now available to stream across several digital platforms. Veteran Relevance. The film's co-director is a veteran whose real military experience shaped the project, making this one of the most authentic modern combat films available today. Resurface, a short documentary about veterans overcoming hardship through suffering. It's a heartfelt story showing resilience and recovery after military service. These may not star actual military veterans, but they're available to stream and deeply relevant. 1917, immersive World War I story told like a continuous shot, capturing camaraderie and the surreal reality of frontline service. Act of Valor, though older, 2012, features actual active duty Navy SEALs in the cast and remains streaming through various platforms and rental services. Boots, Netflix series military comedy drama. While not a movie, it's a 2025 military-themed TV series about Marines in training that brings a fresh and human look at military life. Next article, 2026 workforce forecast, where the jobs will be. The labor market is cooling from its red-hot pace, but the next wave of hiring is already visible. Based on federal projections and 2025 trend data, five sectors are expected to stand out for job growth in 2026. Healthcare and social assistance, technology roles tied to AI and cybersecurity, clean energy and electric vehicles, construction and infrastructure, and advanced manufacturing, particularly in the semiconductor sector. Healthcare is leading. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, projects healthcare and social assistance will drive the largest share of U.S. jobs gains this decade, propelled by an aging population and ongoing demand for outpatient and home-based care. Nurse practitioners, data-driven care coordinators, and medical and health service managers are among the fastest-growing roles, signals that clinical hiring and administrative modernization will both continue into 2026. Tech hiring shifts. Tech employment remains structurally strong even as companies recalibrate traditional IT roles. CompTIA's latest outlook indicates that tech occupations are expected to grow roughly twice as fast as overall employment over the next decade. Mid-2025 readings showed sub-3% unemployment in core tech roles. Expect continued demand in AI, data science, cloud, and, crucially, information security, which BLS lists among the fastest-growing occupations. For 2026, the takeaway is fewer generalist openings and more specialized roles that pair AI fluency with security and data governance. Clean energy expands. With federal incentives still in place, clean energy employment is expanding at a faster rate than overall labor market. Analysts indicate robust job creation across battery manufacturing, charging infrastructure, and vehicle production as the Inflation Reduction Act scales up. For 2026 specifically, researchers project net job gains in EV manufacturing and charging network compared to 2024, while Department of Energy reports that millions are already employed across renewable energy fields. Expect hiring to concentrate in manufacturing hubs and grid modernization projects. Construction and infrastructure. Elevated public and manufacturing-related spending continues to support heavy civil transportation and industrial projects, even as parts of the commercial building sector cool. Industry analysts reveal chronic talent gaps and historically high openings through 2024, with forecasts predicting mixed activities by 2026. Steady in areas where public funding and factory build-outs persist and softer in areas where office demand lags. Skilled trades, project managers, and construction technologists, including those specializing in BIM, drones, and digital twins, remain in high demand. advanced manufacturing. Federal CHIP Act awards are converting into large projects with multi-year hiring calendars. Notably, Samsung's Texas cluster, backed by billions in federal support, targets initial production by 2026 and expects thousands of construction and manufacturing jobs as facilities come online, while U.S. agencies scale workforce programs for technicians and engineers. Even with cyclical bumps, that's a new word I'm not used to, the expansion of domestic fabs is expected to make 2026 a pivotal year for hiring equipment technicians, process engineers, and supply chain specialists. The bottom line. For candidates, the highest yield move is combining domain expertise with digital skills. Nurses who can work in data-rich care settings, electricians certified in solar and EV infrastructure, construction professionals fluent in modeling and scheduling software, and analysts who can secure AI-enabled systems for employees. 2026 planning should include budgeting for upskilling and credential pathways, especially apprenticeships and certificate programs aligned with regional manufacturing and energy projects to widen the talent pool. One caveat. Leisure and hospitality will continue to add sizable numbers of jobs nationally, but growth is sensitive to consumer spending and wage trends. Still, on a decade view, BLS expects roughly 1 in 8 new jobs to come from that sector. Worth watching if travel and dining remains resilient in 2026. Bottom line, 2026 hiring will be less about broad headcount booms and more about targeted expansion where demographics, policy, and technology converge. Healthcare, AI, adjacent techs, clean energy, infrastructure, and semiconductor manufacturing sit at that intersection, and that's where the jobs will be. Joko Willenick, from the SEAL teams to the C-suite. Few names embody discipline and leadership like Joko Willenick. The retired Navy SEAL commander turned best-selling author, entrepreneur, and podcaster has built an empire on principles forged in the chaos of combat. In an exclusive conversation with Mona Lisa Ferris, president and publisher of U.S. Veterans Magazine, Willenick opened up about his extraordinary journey from leading elite SEAL teams on the battlefield to leading companies and communities across the country. For 2 decades, Willenick commanded some of the most elite units in the U.S. military, operating in the world's most demanding environments. Today, he channels those lessons into a new mission, helping others lead with accountability, discipline, and purpose. Whether in combat, business, or personal growth, his philosophy remains the same. Take ownership, stay humble, and never lose sight of the mission. Willenick's path from the battlefield to the boardroom has made him one of the most recognizable voices in modern leadership. His no-nonsense approach, rooted in service and integrity, has turned extreme ownership from a military principle into a global mindset. But behind the brand is a veteran whose message is ultimately about transformation, resilience, and finding purpose beyond the uniform. Forged leadership. The SEAL teams taught me everything I know, Willenick said. That's where I grew up, and that's what I learned. The cornerstone being extreme ownership. Take responsibility for what's happening in your world and don't blame anyone else. When you do that, you gain control over your problems. It's a mindset he developed early in his career, observing both strong and weak examples of leadership. I saw leaders who took ownership and leaders who blamed others, he recalled. Respect for those who take ownership is always higher. That simple but powerful observation would shape everything he did, from commanding troops overseas to leading companies at home. To Willenick, leadership isn't innate, it's learned. People think leadership is a trait you're born with, he said. It's not. It's a series of skills. If you don't learn them, you're just guessing. He compares it to learning basketball or guitar, skills that require instruction, practice, and patience. Making decisions based on emotion or ego, he added, that's where leaders fail. Discipline and humility are what keep you on course. Purpose redefined. Like many veterans, Woolnick faced a defining moment as he transitioned out of the military. For years, his identity was tied to the SEALs team, the mission, the camaraderie, the clarity of purpose. Losing that structure can be disorienting, but for Woolnick, it became an opportunity. In my last few years in the Navy SEALs team, I was running our advanced training program and teaching leadership, he said. Almost as soon as I retired, I was teaching leadership to civilians. I kind of stumbled into my next mission. The next mission became a calling, helping others find theirs. When you leave the military, you've had a mission every day for years, he said. If you don't find a new one, that's when people spiral. It could be being a great parent, starting a business, or learning a trade. But if you have to find something that drives you, it's advice he often gives veterans. Purpose doesn't end with a uniform. It just changes form. Your next mission won't find you, he added. You have to go out and find it. Combat principles. What began as a favor for a friend became the foundation of Exelon Front, one of the country's most respected leadership consulting firms. A friend asked me to talk to his company about leadership, Woolnick said. When I finished, he wanted me to speak to every division he had. That's when I realized the leadership principles I've learned in combat applied everywhere. Soon, those lessons became the framework behind Exelon Front's success. Joined by his former SEAL teammate, Leif Babin, Woolnick built a team that now includes more than a dozen instructors working with companies around the world. The principles are universal, he said. Leadership in business isn't different from leadership in combat. The stakes might be different, but the responsibility is the same. Disciplined living. From that foundation, Woolnick's leadership philosophy has expanded into multiple ventures. Through Origin USA, he co-owns a 100% American-made clothing and manufacturing company. With Jocko Fuel, he's built a clean supplement and energy drink brand centered on integrity and performance. My name's on it, so it has to be right, he said. That's extreme ownership in action. If something's not right, it's on me. He contributes the company's growth to a simple formula: high-quality products, steady demand, and patient expansion. Start small, grow with the demand signal, he advised. Don't over-leverage. Make really good products, and growth will take care of itself. Despite managing several businesses, Woolnick remains true to his principles he first outlined in Extreme Ownership. I use the same four laws of combat leadership to run my companies, he said. Cover and move, keep it simple, prioritize and execute, and decentralize command. Everyone on the team leads. That's how you build something sustainable. That same disciplined mindset drives his personal habits. Woolnick still rises at 4:30 a.m. every day, a carryover from the military. The military chews up your time during the day, he said. If you want time to work out, plan, or get ahead, you've got to do it before everyone else wakes up. His now famous early morning photos of a watch reading 0430 have become a symbol of self-discipline for millions online. But for Woolnick, it's not about the image. It's about consistency. It's just a habit that works, he said. You prepare early, and you're ready for whatever the day throws at you. Enduring impact. In 2015, Woolnick launched the Jocko podcast, now one of the most popular leadership and military history shows in the world. Encouraged by Tim Ferriss and Joe Rogan to share his insights, Woolnick used the platform to dive deep into military history, human nature, and lessons from the battlefield. What began as a niche project became a global forum for discipline and personal growth. The podcast was never about being popular, he said. It was about talking about what I'm interested in: leadership, history, and how people overcome hardship. Listeners responded, often sharing stories of how his work helped them repair relationships, advance in their careers, or overcome personal challenges. That's what success looks like to me, he said, helping people out. Well, Nick's mission has expanded beyond adults. His Way of the Warrior Kid Book series introduces young readers to discipline, responsibility, and self-improvement. The upcoming film adaptation, The Way of the Warrior Kid, starring Chris Pratt and directed by Mick G, is slated for release later this year. The movie is going to help a lot of kids and families, he said. It's going to be an iconic story about resilience and growth. Through his companies, books, and outreach, Wilnick has stayed connected to the veteran community. His messages to those transitioning out of the service is one of gratitude and resolve. Everyone who signs that dotted line gives up life, liberty, and the pursuits of happiness to protect the country, he said. That's an incredible act of service. But remember, you still have more to give. Find your next mission and go get after it. For Wilnick, the mission of leadership never ends. It simply evolves. Whether teaching corporate teams to lead with humility or helping kids discover confidence, his purpose remains rooted in service. I just want to help people, he said. If what I've learned can help someone get through a tough time, get healthier, be a better parent, or become a better leader, that's success. From the SEAL teams to the C-suite, Wilnick continues to lead by example, reminding us that discipline, ownership, and service aren't just military virtues. They're blueprints for a life well lived. Where the Water Heals, the story of heroes on the water. When Air Force veteran Jim Dolan first launched a kayak with a few wounded service members on a quiet Texas lake in 2007, he wasn't starting a movement, at least not intentionally. He and a handful of fellow kayak fishing enthusiasts simply wanted to give back to the military community they loved. Yet that day at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio sparked something far larger, a nationwide effort that would eventually lead more than 85,000 veterans, first responders, and family members. The vision evolved into Heroes on the Water, HOW, a nonprofit built around three simple words, paddle, fish, heal. The idea is straightforward but profound. Use the serenity of the water and the rhythm of paddling and fishing to help those who've endured trauma reconnect with themselves and others. Healing in motion. Since its founding, Heroes on Water has grown into a network of volunteers led across chapters across the United States. Each chapter offers free kayaking fishing experiences designed for relaxation, camaraderie, and personal renewal. No experience is required, and all equipment is provided. But the real secret to the program's success in its judgment-free, peer-led approach. You don't have to talk about what you've been through, a HOW volunteer explained. The water does the talking. That quiet reflection, combined with physical activity and community connection, helps participants rediscover a sense of purpose often lost after leaving military or public service. Research supports what participants feel. In partnership with Texas State University Operation Early Impact, HOW has documented measurable reductions in stress and anxiety among participants. More than 90% report positive emotional and relational changes after just one event. In 2018, Heroes on the Water broadened its research to include first responders and their families. The decision recognized a shared truth. Those who serve in public safety often face the same high-stress, high-trauma environments as military personnel. Many are veterans themselves. This expansion was met with enthusiasm as police officers, firefighters, and EMTs found similar healing through shared experiences on the water. The organization's leadership emphasizes that everyone who serves deserves a chance to recharge, reconnect, and heal together. From the beginning, Heroes on the Water has understood that healing doesn't happen in isolation. It was one of the first veteran service organizations to welcome families into its program, recognizing that individual wounds of service ripple outward. Family-inclusive outings allow spouses and children to share in nature's calm, creating space for the togetherness and mutual understanding. The low-impact nature of kayak fishing makes it accessible to nearly everyone, ensuring no one is left on the shore. Today, Heroes on the Water continues to expand its reach, opening new chapters across the country and deepening its partnerships with VA and Department of Defense hospitals through the specialized therapeutic programs. These programs integrate recreational therapy into the recovery and process for veterans managing physical injuries, post-traumatic stress, and other emotional challenges. In a healthcare landscape where many veterans face barriers to timely or adequate mental health care, Howe provides something invaluable, a bridge between clinical treatment and community connection. Heroes on the Water missions rest on a simple truth. The battle doesn't end when service members return home. Many veterans and first responders continue to fight unseen struggles. Post-traumatic stress, depression, loneliness, or loss of identity. Traditional treatment can't always reach those wounds. That's where programs like Howe step in. The quiet glide of a kayak, the cast of a line, and the shared silence among peers do more than calm the mind. They remind participants they are not alone. As Heroes on the Water continues to grow, it does more than provide recreation. It restores connection, purpose, and community, one paddle stroke at a time. I've got just over 2 minutes left, and I'm not going to start the next article because I don't think I'm going to get through it. But I'd like to put something out there. As I've said, my name is Doug Lucas, and I was in the Navy from 1975 to 1983. My first ship was the USS Mount Whitney, LCC-20, which her sister ship is the Blue Ridge, LCC-19, on the West Coast. For Father's Day, my wife gifted me a USS Mount Whitney hat. And since I've gotten that hat, I have had a lot of people say, hey, I was on that ship. Most of them about like 10 years after me. But if you were ever on the USS Mount Whitney at any time and would like to talk and share stories and things of that nature, please give me a call and leave a message. Your voice, your call will go to my voicemail and I will hear it. You can give me a call at 919-389-8349. Again, that's 919-389-8349. For anyone who is on the USS Mount Whitney at any time, or even if you're still on it. I know it's out in Italy at this time, and that's one place I would have liked to have been now because of the Olympics, but back then I wasn't. The content of this program is intended for... We have run out of time for today's episode of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time, and don't forget to salute a veteran every day.